It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Sharks regain the puck. They gain the zone. Burns back to Hurdle. To the middle of the ice, Couture. Cross ice, left side to Erik Karlsson. Moves it down the wing, into the corner and deep. He stick handles with the puck. 5-on-3 power play here. As Karlsson moves back to the point. Now to Meyer. Slap shot, save, rebound. Hurdle scores. So they were patient. And Hurdle kept his stick down in front. Tomas Hurdle ties the game. 1-1. And the Sharks are still on the power play for another minute and a half.
Well, I think it was a sloppy first period for both teams. I thought there was a lot of turnovers. Just too many penalties. I think that, it ruins the flow of the game for both teams. I thought it was just, one of those games where you couldn't figure out what they were going to call. It was, I don't know. That's all I'll say about that without trying to get in trouble over it. But just an odd game. But, play well enough to get a point, if not two. Had our scoring chances. Again, and it sounded like a broken record, but we had breakaways. We had three post, we had looks at the end on our 6-on-5, 6-on-4 situation. We had plenty of opportunities to score. We didn't get it done. And, and that's the result. I thought their third goal was a combination of, we got it outside the blue line and they just turned and whipped it. It hit one skate in the middle of the ice. It went through Benino's skate and then it hit Gregor's skate and it went right to, I think it was Jason on the back. So it was an unfortunate bounce for us. But we try and find a way to generate more than two goals a night.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. How are we all doing? Frustration levels, I think, are getting pretty high for the San Jose Sharks right now. And you could see that at a couple moments last night over a couple of issues. And I don't think there's any reason for them not to be frustrated. The Sharks are stuck in a loop where they are playing pretty good hockey. Unfortunately, pretty good is not good enough to win right now in the NHL. And I think that one of the most interesting things that Bob Bugner talked about over the course of the season was that it's a lot easier to win games in October and November and December than it is in January, February, March, and April. And I think that, it's not something that guys usually point out that consistently, but I give a lot of credit to Bob Bugner for pointing that out. And I think that right now we're watching that play out in front of us right now. And it indicates to me that the Sharks really aren't good enough. And I don't think that's, anything we haven't really been able to see before. We haven't been blind to the fact that the Sharks are not a great team. But right now we are seeing it play out game after game after game where the Sharks are good, but that's not good enough. And that's just a consistent reality that we're seeing game after game after game after game after game. You don't have enough offense. You don't have the margin for error. And these are things that will happen to you consistently unless you work to rectify them. And it's why now this is going to be one of the biggest off seasons in the history of the Sharks for a multitude of reasons. A, you simply have to get better. And B, now you're also bringing in a new general manager sooner rather than later, at least before the start of the season, to help you start figuring things out for the future. I have, all the confidence in the world in Joe Will for him to be able to put the pieces in place while the team is figuring out who they are going to bring in. But at the same time, it just shows you that right now the team as constructed is not good enough. And that's not to say that this is a bad team. This is not a terrible team. This is not an embarrassment. This is not something that is painful to watch beyond watching them get good enough to lose. It's like they've got enough talent to be competitive. They have enough talent to keep your hopes up over the course of a game. But then when you get deeper into a game, the other team usually has just a little bit more. And yes, injuries play a factor in this. I'm not going to deny that in the slightest. But for the Sharks right now, they just don't have enough. when you combine that with the way the game was being called last night, I mean, that many penalties. The Sharks go on the power play five times. Vancouver goes on the power play 7 times. And credit to the Sharks' penalty kill, killing 7 penalties over the course of the game. A lot of those calls were soft. The two on Timo, one where they called him on a hook, and I forget what the other one, I think there was a cross check they called on him. It was just like, really? That's what's going to get called? That's what you're going to go at? And then also you saw Bob Bugner arguing with the refs. Even right after the Sharks scored their second goal, you could tell he was hot about some stuff, and we'll explain what he was getting into a little bit later. I'll give you his perspective. But you could just see, I mean, over the course of the game, the Sharks were just almost in disbelief over the way the calls were going and almost in disbelief that they kept on finding themselves on the penalty kill. And it's just, you know, you could see it in the end of the game as well, the frustrations when you saw Logan Couture and Erik Karlsson. Logan gave an explanation as to what was going on. And I don't think this is indicative of some greater problem with the San Jose Sharks. I'm sure these guys, they're all pissed. They want to win hockey games and they're playing well. And the thing is, it doesn't matter. I talked about this a lot last year, and I thought that was the difference early on this year, but it's coming to rear its head once again, is that if you're not rewarded for your efforts, you start to question everything. And right now, the Sharks are putting forth good efforts, and right now, the Sharks are playing disciplined, quality hockey for a lot of the game. The problem is they don't have the margin for error, A, and B, they do not have the offense to get themselves these wins. And when it happens time after time after time after time, you see things start to bubble over, especially in a game like last night where you had your opportunities late to try and tie that game and send it to overtime. And it's a replica of what we've seen time and time again in a lot of other games that we've seen lately. It's just, it's the same thing over and over and over and over. And I know that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. The thing is that in sports, when you are limited to the talent that is on your team, it's not like the Sharks are trying the same thing over and over in terms of there being some other solution. The style of hockey that they're playing, their ability to find goals, to find offense, they are limited to what their roster is giving them. And I think that ultimately what they are doing is giving them the best opportunity to win and keeping them in games. Unfortunately, it's just not enough to earn a win when all is said and done, and that's why you see things start to bubble up right now. It's not, I don't think that there's some fracturing in the dressing room. I don't think these guys are all, you know, angry at each other. I think all these guys, especially the veteran guys, your Logan Couture's, your Erik Karlsson's, your Brent Burns, your Hurdles, your Myers, your Benito's, these guys have expectations. These guys have all been part of deep runs. These guys have all been in an opportunity to where they are going to expect to be winning. They are going to expect to be able to get it done because that's what they've done over the course of their careers. And right now that's not happening. There is a search for answers. There is a frustration. There is a just overall palpable feeling of not tension per se, but there is the gripping. There is the overall frustration of everything happening over the course of this year, and there's not a lot of games left, and these guys are all disappointed with the results, and they feel like they're in games and consistently coming up short. I mean, this is this loop that the Sharks are stuck in right now where they're playing pretty good hockey, but ultimately it's not good enough. And I imagine that it's got to be very frustrating for the team, frustrating for a guy like Logan Couture, who, since he's been named captain, has not been able to find success for his team. And I'm sure he puts a lot of that blame on himself, regardless of whether or not he is deserving of any of that blame. What is encouraging to me is that you are not seeing any signs that the locker room is being lost by Bob Bugner, because the team is still going out and playing the type of hockey that he's asking them to play. And I think that when you still see the team buying into the coach's system and the coach's system is giving them a chance to win, I think that ultimately is indicative of good things being there in the locker room, that you're able to point to those veterans like your Nick Bonino's, like your Logan Couture's, like other guys. It's just a matter that the results aren't there right now. And I think that that is just, it's a problem in the sense that you know that that is building tension over time. And it's not that it's going to be tension pointed at Bob Bugner or Logan Couture or Erik Karlsson. It's just overall right now, everybody is aware that they don't have enough to get it done, that they need things to be perfect over the course of a game. So when you draw penalty after penalty after penalty, or when you're fighting to get that puck in the back of the net late in the game and you're not able to do so, and you're looking at the little things and guys are, you know, they're all giving it 1,000% to try and do so and it doesn't happen. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna make things negative over time. But, you know, this is the thing. It's like I watched the Sharks against a team like Vancouver last night, in the hunt for the playoffs. And what do you see? It's like the Sharks go toe-to-toe with the opposition on the road over the course of a lost season. And yes, I understand that this is the NHL and all the teams are good and all the teams have talent, but it wouldn't be that surprising for the Sharks to just be mailing it in at this point. And not that I think that they should be mailing it in, but if the effort level had gone down, if the overall desire and drive was waning for this team, I think you would understand it. Instead, the team is playing harder and harder and harder, and they're keeping themselves in games time after time after time. They are really just, you know, they're in it. They're in the midst of a cycle of losing that, unfortunately, it's not like it's immediately observable that they are some awful, terrible team. You're seeing them play some pretty good hockey. You know, everybody's kind of acknowledging this, like, yeah, the Sharks are playing pretty good. They're putting themselves in a situation to get points. Unfortunately, the consistent result is that no matter how good they play, it is not good enough. It is not enough for them to find those results. It is not enough for them to be able to get 2 points when the night does come to a close. Even if you get nice performances from guys like Tomas Hertl, even if you see a Noah Gregor, you know, doing a lot of things well and seeing his game develop, even if you see Nick Bonino continue to do his things, even if you see, you know, Kakinen continue to rise up to the level of maybe why the Sharks wanted to bring him in. You know, I watch this team right now and it's just like, man, this is the same thing over and over and over. It's like you see exactly what's going to happen and you watch it play out over the course of 60 minutes of hockey. It's tough. It's really tough to watch because there's like a feeling of dread. And I'm sure there's like a feeling of dread for those guys in the locker room, those guys out there on the ice, that they're aware of the fact that it's not going to be enough. And I don't think that's limiting what they're doing out there on the ice, but I'm sure that creeps into the back of their minds. The other part of last night's game, and I am not one to harp on officials in most instances. My take on sports is put yourself in a position where the officials are not going to be a determining factor. And I know that's relatively unrealistic, but I think that if you don't want the referees to be a factor, don't allow them to be a factor, right? But watching that game play out, I mean, there's just no flow. It's just interruption after interruption after interruption. And then it's power plays and penalty kills, and it's just all over the place. Too many stoppages. The flow got totally interrupted. 5-on-5 was almost an afterthought. It was really all about the penalty kills, the Sharks tiring themselves out. And I think that's, you know, that's another thing. It's like the Sharks won the special teams battle last night, and it still wasn't enough. But man, that game was called oddly. There were just a lot of calls where I was just kind of shaking my head like, okay, that's how it's going to be. And it's like you expect after a couple of calls for things to kind of calm down, and it didn't calm down. It was just more and more and more and more, and you're just kind of shaking your head like, really? Are we just going to keep on doing this, just penalty after penalty after penalty? And apparently we were. Apparently that was just the way how the game was going to be called last night. And I would like to think that a standard is set and that the things kind of calm down, that referees try to get, you know, something established earlier in the game, but then some of the calls were just so soft both ways. Just left me kind of shaking my head because it was just, it was a very, very inconsistent game. There was not a great flow to it, and it made it kind of slow down. And, you know, for a game that started at 7, you know, it was a longer game. And just, you know, you could feel that the guys out there were not able to find that rhythm on both sides. And, you know, credit for the Sharks hanging in a game like that, because you think a game like that would hurt the Sharks more, especially having to be on the kill that much. Not that Vancouver was not on the kill. You know, the Sharks had a couple more times where they were, but, you know, it was just over and over and over and over the course of the game, just stoppages and whistles, and, you know, it wasn't the prettiest game. And still, the Sharks were in it. Again, these frustrations that the team must be feeling are through the roof. And, you know, you saw Bob Bugner on the bench. He was talking about it yesterday before the game, just what an active guy he is on the bench, and watching him, you know, arguing with the referees last night and fighting for his team. I mean, there's part of me that feels for him, and the other part of me that's just like, oh, you know what? Good. Be fired up. Show your team that this is not acceptable. Show the opposition that you're not going to roll over. Show the referees that you're not happy. I mean, Bob Bugner, the thing about Bob is he's such an affable fellow. I think that he's pretty well liked around the league. And, you know, it's like when the referees know that he's arguing, they know it's going to be pretty valid, that he seems to pick and choose when he's going to try and take his shots and try and make an argument. And again, it's all adding up to being just not good enough. And I hope something does change by the end of the year. I hope the Sharks can find themselves a little bit of a breakthrough. But as we've said time and time again, hope is not a strategy. And unfortunately, I expect to see more of the same. But I will say that in terms of maximizing what the Sharks are going through right now is that you would hope that these younger guys are looking at the plays of Logan Couture and Nick Bonino and Tomas Hertl and Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns and seeing how hard these guys are playing, and that you hope that they come out more battle-tested on the other side, that when they do have more success in the future with the San Jose Sharks, that a Ryan Merkley, that a Noah Gregor, that these guys all understand exactly what it's like to be on a team that's not good enough, that they all understand how much losing sucks. Because, you know, Logan Couture, he's been so much of his career on these winning teams, you can see that he obviously hates it. I mean, he comes in after some of these games, and I don't know how palpable it is on TV, but, you know, dealing with him, you know, in person, he sits down and he looks like he wants to puke. He looks like he wants to vomit everywhere because he's so upset over the loss and disgusted that he himself has not taken the game onto his back and given the Sharks a win. And that's exactly what you want your captain to be. Logan Couture is the type of guy who takes winning and losing so seriously. It's an affront to his senses when the Sharks don't win. And you can see it on his face when he comes and sits down after the games. I mean, there's times where he just comes down, you know, gives his face the rub, looks at the media, and you know he's wearing it. But I would hope that that mentality is being learned by the younger players, that there is the relative unacceptability of what the Sharks are going through right now, that this is not what can continue going forward. And you hope that these young players do understand that they are supposed to be getting sick of it, that it's not good enough for the franchise, that the Sharks standard is that much higher. And if there is a positive that comes out of all this, it is what we're seeing right now, that these guys can learn of how awful it is to be a part of a system right now to where you're playing good hockey and it's just not good enough. Nobody wants to be in that situation. They want their bad nights to be good enough to win. And for so long with the San Jose Sharks, a quote-unquote off night was just that. You only won by one goal or two goals. It was not an easy win. It was a hard-fought win against a team that wasn't as good as you. But the team still always had enough to get those wins. And right now for the San Jose Sharks, those wins are very, very hard to find. Very, very hard to find, despite the fact that they play some quality hockey and keep themselves in games and give themselves a chance to win. They need a lot more than a chance to win. They need an overwhelming majority of things to go in their favor, nearly play a perfect game, and then and only then does it seem that they are capable of finding 2 points when the night is done. All right, we're going to take a break, and on the other side, we are going to get into some post-game reaction. You're on Morning Tide.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Oh boy. Ryan Merkley just got throttled by Kyle Burrows, and he is hurt. The Canucks move down the ice the other way, and they score. That's Jason Dickinson down the right side in a two-on-one, but what about that huge hit on Ryan Merkley? His helmet went flying, courtesy of Burrows, and Ray Tufts came off the ice to grab him while the play was going on the other way, with Vancouver taking a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I thought it looked a little high. I mean, concerned about that, also concerned about the play in the back of our net. That's how we start the game, right? It's things that we're trying to get out of his game, out of our game, and you know, as a young guy. But you know, I think that he got hit high. I looked at it a few times. He went through protocol, got checked out. It was good to see him come back, you know, and healthy and ready to help us. But yeah, just those are learning plays. Those are, we talked about those this morning, being in that situation and you know, when to take the risk, when not to.
Learning moments for the San Jose Sharks coming out of yet another close loss, this time to the Vancouver Canucks, and it's a familiar story for the San Jose Sharks, being in a game until they are just a little bit outdone by the opposition and falling a goal or two short, often an empty netter added late. Ryan Merkley shared his thoughts on that hit.
Oh, I mean, I think it was a solid hit for sure. I wasn't really expecting it. And I want him to hit me kind of in that situation. I thought we had numbers, so if that connected on Bones, I think he had a mini 2-on-1, 3-on-2 there. So I think I wanted to drag him out of position for sure and slip it back to Bones. I mean, solid hit for sure. I wasn't expecting it to be that hard. I mean, like I said, I wasn't really expecting it. So, I mean, it just caught me out of nowhere. And I mean, I think my head just got squeezed against the boards or whatever, the glass with his shoulder. So, I mean, just caught me off guard a little bit. Took a few seconds to regroup. I mean, just a little dazed. I mean, nothing too serious. I passed all the testing after that we do at the beginning of the year, and they compare it to the tests now and seem to check out.
My favorite part about Merkley there is he just seems so appreciative of it. He's just like, no big deal, out there having fun. And that is the joy of working with a lot of these young guys. They're excited to get hit. They're almost, you know, like in love with the game so much that they don't view it from our perspective, where it's like, Jesus, man, you just got crushed into the glass. And he's like, you know, whatever. It's just, you know, it's a hockey play.
Yeah, I thought it was solid. I don't think it was dirty. I don't think he was trying to hit me in the head and put me into the glass. I mean, it's probably told to finish his check. So I was crossing the blue line there, and that's all it.
So anyway, you love that mentality from the young guys, because I think Merkley just is a fan of the game, and he wasn't about to make any issue about taking a hard hit. And, you know, he said, hey, I checked out. I came back. I was fine. He was ready to go. And, you know, that's the type of mentality you want to see from the young guys, where they are, you know, just appreciative of the game. And I think Ryan Merkley is doing the most to maximize the opportunity that he's getting this year. And obviously, his game is far from perfect. These are learning moments for him. He has every game so much to take in. And, you know, he probably won't put himself in that situation again. But at the same time, it's like, good, you have to go through these growing pains. You have to find yourself a better level of player on the ice. And he's discovering that in his game. He's probably going to not make errors like that again, but, you know, he's got to go through it. The one thing that we keep on looking at with the veteran players right now, especially a guy like Nick Bonino, who's coming on strong late. Yes, you wish it had happened earlier in the season, but, you know, he's finding the back of the net more often. Hopefully that's something that will be more of a consistent thing throughout next year. But the veterans showing this leadership as we get later and later into the year.
Yeah, he's been a steady guy, a leader for us, and a guy that, you know, I know the young guys look up to. And, you know, he's one of the guys to, you know, we lean on to, you know, set the standard. And that's one of the reasons we brought him in here. I thought he's done a great job of that. You know, I think that guys are playing hard. I mean, Noah's sticking up for Merkley. You know, it's, you know, that's a good sign. Good sign that, you know, when you see a guy like Nick Bonino, you know, playing as hard as he has and killing all the penalties and winning crucial faceoffs. And, you know, so there's a lot of that going around. I just think the guys are obviously a little bit, they're down. I mean, they want to win, and no one likes losing, and, you know, it's right there. I mean, every night, whether it's Calgary or Edmonton, you know, back it up. You know, it's tough just to find your way over that, over the hump.
And if the Sharks do expect to get some wins right now, it is going to take everything. It is going to take the veteran guys putting forth really good efforts. It is going to take, you know, high quality nights from Brent Burns, Erik Karlsson, Logan Couture, etc. It's going to take the young guys coming into their own. It's going to take the established veteran guys like Nick Bonino. And it's also going to take high quality netminding. And I think that Kähkönen had his best game last night as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Unfortunately, they just didn't provide him with any offensive support.
Yeah, it'd be nice to give him some goal support. I think that, you know, he made some saves, especially early in the first period that we needed. But, you know, it seems that the games he's in, you know, we haven't really been able to bust out offensively for him. So, you know, I think that, it wasn't a perfect game by any means by us defensively, but, you know, I think it was the same for both teams.
Now, one thing I think we were all curious about over the course of the game was Bugner arguing with the refs after the Sharks scored their second goal. This is what Bugner said he was a little bit peeved about.
I think it's just, but there's also some change issues that, you know, early on in the second period, they were throwing guys going out early and the guys weren't off. It was illegal substitution or illegal change or too many men. I asked 3-4 times. You know, and then the one time after the goal, he wouldn't let me make a change. So I just got upset about it. It just is what it is. He apologized after, he admitted that he was wrong, and we moved on.
Moved on. But yes, it was a loss when all was said and done on the evening. Logan Couture talked about the Sharks playing some good hockey, but ultimately not being able to walk away with a win in most of these games as of late.
Yeah, I think, probably good enough to win, few breakdowns, and then we had some good looks in the third and throughout the game where we could have, you know, got that third or fourth one, but we didn't. Got to find a way to score more than two. I think, you know, you look around the league, you score three, you got a better chance to win games. So we need to find that third one.
Yeah, the problem with needing to find that third one and being able to find that third one, that's the difference for the Sharks in a lot of these games. Because if you do get that third goal, if you can go ahead 3-2, you give yourself a chance of at least getting a point when the night is done, especially the way the Sharks play. They're not getting into shootouts. These are tense, tight games, most of the time that it's, you know, 1-1, 2-2, or, you know, maybe they're just in a tight game in general, and they're not able to give themselves an edge when they do get later and later into the game. And this is leading to the buildup of frustrations. And, you know, he talked about that argument that was caught with him and Erik Karlsson at the end of the game.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Eric. It was three guys there. I think it was Timo and Bernsey. They were just asking why I rimmed it. And I said, I didn't know how much time was on the clock. That was it. I thought there was 15 seconds left, but they told me that there was 1 second. So I didn't know. I just said, next time, can you yell at me and let me know then? I was trying to block the shot. So, I mean, that happens, conversations, and guys get frustrated during games. And that's it. I mean, we lost. No one's going to be smiling and happy with each other, but I mean, the game ends and you flush it and we'll go back, have dinner tonight and probably forget about it.
And the other part of this is, who wants to see the Sharks without having any fight or anger at this point of the season? You would rather see them fighting with each other in the sense of, yeah, they're unhappy about a play. They're trying to figure something out. You would rather have frustrations boil over, in my opinion, than see them indifferent to what's going out there on the ice. Because I've been around sports. I have seen defeated teams. I watched the Warriors in the 90s. I know what it's like to see a team that's just down and out. And that's not what the Sharks are right now. They're not winning games necessarily, but they are not just a team that is mentally defeated going into every game. They obviously believe they have a chance to win. They obviously believe they're close to doing so, and the problems that mount over the course of the game are causing guys to get ticked off, and that's good. Ultimately, you want these guys to be sick of the losing. You want them to carry this feeling that they have right now, which is distinctly different than where they were a year ago. You want them to carry this into next year because it's got to be better. They've got to have more offense. They've got to have more quality across the board. You need more from the young guys. You need more from the vets. You need more from whoever you're going to acquire in the offseason, but it's got to be leading towards a better result at the end of the day.
Yeah, they could have caught, guys yelling at each other throughout the night. I mean, you go to any bench, NHL bench, and guys are going to be upset for quick spurts at each other, but you get over it pretty quickly. You got thick skin to play in this league.
And you need that thick skin, especially when things are not going well, as they are for the San Jose Sharks right now, which Logan Couture was asked about the level of frustration that exists for the team.
No, it's high. I think it's 6 in a row now, so it's not fun. Losing sucks. We've been doing too much of it these last 3 years and got to find a way out of it. These last 11 games are very important. You can't just go in and be okay with being in games. We got to find a way to win some hockey games. You got to learn to win in this league. You know, we got a lot of young players and it takes a lot to win hockey games, and they got to learn how to protect leads, how to play with leads, you know, how to go out when they get the other team's got their goalie pulled. It can't be us going out with our goalie pulled every night. So we got to put ourselves in a position to win more nights.
The takeaway there, though, is that the guys are needing to learn how to win, that they have to figure out what exactly it's going to take in this league and how they're going to go about doing it. There's just no other way to look at it. It's all about taking care of business and needing to understand what it takes to win. It's easier said than done, obviously, but the Sharks right now are going through one of the most difficult stretches of the season, where they're out of the playoff race. They're running out of time. The year's coming to a close. All the veteran guys that don't expect to be in this position are at a place where they don't want to be. The young guys are trying to prove themselves, but it's got to go beyond proving yourself, because it's not just about you, the individual. It's these guys learning what to do over the course of the game to figure out how they're going to help the team get a win. And, you know, when you get that many penalties, when you take that many, you know, times on the kill, it's going to wear guys down, and you have to figure out as a younger player what you're going to do. And I think it's always guys learning what their role is as opposed to needing to be a superstar. They've got to figure out what they're going to do to help the team win, not be some superstar player over the course of a game. It's all about figuring out what you mean to the team, not about being the best version of you as an individual talent. It's where you slot in and what you're going to do to help the team win on any given night. You know, be a role player if the team is asking you to be a role player. You don't need to be a 40-goal scorer. You don't need to be, you know, the next Erik Karlsson as a defenseman. You need to do your role on a specific night to help the Sharks win a game. And I think that's part of the learning process, is because all these guys want to show how good they are, that they belong at this level. But I think more than anything, it's about doing what is asked of you in individual sequences to help the team win a game. Obviously, easier said than done, no doubt about it. But I think that's what these guys are being asked, and that's the hardest thing to learn as a young player. It's not about just flashing your individual talent. It's about being that much better than you have been previously. All right, we are just about out of time here on Morning Tide. I'll be back with you on Tuesday afternoon as we get ready for the Sharks' next game, as they will be at Nashville. That one gets underway at 5, so we'll be starting with Teal Report at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Be sure to keep it tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for special programming, like checking out the one we just put out on Doug Wilson stepping down, or the signing of Tomas Hertl or extension of Tomas Hertl, or Joe Thornton coming back to the Sharks for the first time since leaving the team. All of those available under the Sharks Hockey Digest podcast. Otherwise, I will see you guys on Tuesday afternoon as we get ready for Nashville. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.